For WNCW's More to the Story, I'm Paul Foster. My guest today is Jane Sartwell, the health and business reporter for Carolina Public Press, the nonprofit, independent, and nonpartisan investigative and in-depth news group. Jane, welcome back to our program.
Good to see you, Paul.
Jane is here for me to ask her to recap her recent story with the headline, Federal Cuts to North Carolina Public Health Funding Trickling Down to Local Programs. Just how much funding has the state, the Department of Health and Human Services in North Carolina, lost since these changes on the federal level went into effect?
There was one major cut of $230 million, which resulted in 80 jobs being cut, and as well as a ton of contract jobs as well. But the team at DHHS meets daily to, you know, kind of monitor ongoing cuts and unexpected sort of developments. So that $230 million does tell a story, but it's not the full story.
This has affected health departments and funding for various local programs, I understand. Could you name some of those programs?
A lot of that initial $230 million came out of programs for North Carolinians with substance abuse problems and behavioral health disorders. So, you know, a vulnerable, high-risk population. And then there was also some cuts related to immunizations in hard-to-reach areas. So that'll be like your super rural kind of backwoods areas. Yeah, but then there's been sort of that kind of happened. And then there's been sort of these ongoing kind of related, but not the exact same slew of cuts related to HIV tracing, testing, contact tracing, that kind of thing in our big cities like Charlotte and Durham. There's been some grants cut related to well water testing, which essential, you know, in flooding events and stuff like that. Oh, well, the CDC completely eliminated their tobacco cessation or anti-smoking wing. So predictably, the North Carolina funding that came from that is gone. So a lot of local health departments, they have big initiatives related to youth smoking cessation and stuff like that. Yeah, those are some of the programs.
I noticed there were particular terms or words described in your story by many officials that said this is dangerous, this is unlawful. They say it makes us less healthy.
You know, there's different ways to look at this. Obviously, you know, it's a kind of political issue. The chief medical officer at DHHS told me that the state workforce is just incredibly stressed. I think the quote she said was that it's like putting together a puzzle without all of the pieces. And Jeff Jackson, our attorney general, is trying to challenge the cuts in court because on the grounds that Congress has already appropriated them and it's unlawful to revoke funds that Congress has already approved. I'm sure your listeners have heard things along those lines. There's been even more cuts since he filed that lawsuit that do cut Congress approved funds. So there's just, it's almost too much to take on in a way. And yeah, the concern is that as these continue to pile up, people will have less access to the programs that they once had access to that in some way or another were protecting them from a less healthy outcomes or lifestyle or risks.
You mentioned North Carolina's Attorney General Jeff Jackson and that lawsuit. When did that take place and has there been any new developments on it?
So that happened in April. I tried to get some updates on it. The office is being a little tight-lipped about it, that a couple of these kinds of lawsuits across the country have really not gone anywhere. I don't think it's incredibly optimistic that this lawsuit will reinstate the funding, but nonetheless, it is out there, still in court. And if he does win, then, you know, we'll get that funding back for DHHS.
Jane Sartwell is a part of Carolina Public Press and our guest this morning on WNCW's More to the Story as we continue breaking down federal cuts to North Carolina public health funding trickling down to local programs. Jane, outside of all the changes and now headaches and concerns for so many, how did North Carolina rank nationwide in public health care spending even prior to these changes?
Right. So it was 45th. So the fifth least, if that makes sense. Yeah, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a state where the public health infrastructure was incredibly robust from that number. You can tell that. And the cuts are making it less robust. And it's not going to be a simple process for these public health departments to adjust to having less money. A lot of them already are on shoestring budgets and layoffs. They're coming, they've already happened, and they hurt morale, hurt people who live in that community. And so it's kind of scary.
In some of our remaining time, I thought I would give you the opportunity to share with our audience one of the other stories you're working on. Maybe it's something that's just been released or will be coming out soon for Carolina Public Press.
Sure. So actually, this is one I'm pretty excited about. There's been a Forbes report that's been highly cited by, some state officials saying that North Carolina has the highest healthcare costs across the nation. Recently, another group kind of tried to disprove this. I'm writing an article kind of exploring how did Forbes come to that conclusion? Why do people like to cite that stat? What are the problems with that stat? And kind of how is it even possible to quantify that? And kind of disproving it, where did Forbes go wrong? They still do have a point. So it's kind of an interesting, complex story.
That certainly sounds like a story that many of us will want to keep up with as well. As far as the story goes today that we've discussed, again, a reminder, it's called Federal Cuts to North Carolina Public Health Funding, Trickling Down to Local Programs by Jane Sartwell of Carolina Public Press. Jane, for those that would like to read that entire story, keep up with you and the rest of the great work going on with Carolina Public Press, tell us how we could do so.
Of course, so it'll be carolinapublicpress.org. We're a reader-supported investigative outlet, and we'd love to have you read us.
Jane, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You can also find each week's More to the Story as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.